Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I'm your co-host, Andrew.
And I'm your co-host, Alex. This is the podcast where we take all things wrestling throughout the week. We take all the shows. We got Raw, we got SmackDown, we got Dynamite. Yep. Sometimes we cover NXT if anything major happens. I don't think anything really did this week, as far as I can remember. We take any big news, and any PLEs, we cover that. And there's no PLEs this week, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think the next one coming up is Dynasty in, like, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Or is it next week? When is Dynasty?
I think it's...
It's next week.
So, yeah, we'll...
April 6th, next week.
We'll see where...
And then we have that, and then 2 weeks later... In 3 weeks, we have... WrestleMania. Which is weird, it's happening on Easter weekend.
I know, that's really, yeah.
We'll see what happens. But before we talk about any wrestling, how you been, man?
Been alright, yeah. Just going on, yeah.
Going on, same here. We just fighting allergies.
Yeah, well, it's that kind of season.
I hate this time of year. Like, my nose is burning.
Yeah.
But, the only piece of news I heard is it the Saraya news?
Yes.
Saraya is out of AEW, and most likely she's going to come back to WWE.
Yeah, I mean, she said before, I mean, this is when she was, like, promoting, she has a book coming out, so she's promoting her book, and, of course, I think she was on, like, one of the Wrestle podcasts or whatever. I think she said something to the effect of, yeah, I don't have any bad blood with WWE, yeah. And I'd be open to going back. And seeing this right now...
I think she's going to come back. It might be a few weeks. Definitely going to be post-Mania. Definitely.
Absolutely, definitely. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of... I mean... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we could see post-Mania, but...
She'll be back, yeah. I think. There's no... Because she has good relationships with Triple H.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. See, knowing her with her NXT days, absolutely, yeah.
So, I can see her coming back. No other superstars got released from AEW, right? Was it just her recently?
Other than, of course...
Of course, you have, like, Malakai Black, Rey Fenix, Miro...
Yeah, you had them...
But, they've been gone for a while. Yeah. And so, I think that's all the real news, right? Nothing else that I saw. Nothing major, at least.
Nothing other than the shows.
All right. Let's get right into Monday Night Raw from Glasgow, Scotland. Was it either 3 or 4 when they did it?
I think this was 4 o'clock. It's about that time range.
Around that time range. Yeah. But we start off with... John Cena and Cody Rhodes. John Cena comes out first. Again, heavy boos. They do not like John Cena right
John
now.
John Cena sucks.
But hearing that in 2025 is wild. I never thought we would hear that chant again. Never. He comes out. He says they're ready to... Cena says they're ready to do the worst because they finally understand what is happening. Cena has turned the spotlight on the people. They know they can pick him apart, blah, blah, blah. Last week, he put a clueless kid on blast. His poor, pathetic face was everywhere. And the crowd loved it. Like, the kid that he just randomly called out. Did you see he also made a statement later?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know he was going to do that, but, like, cool. Of course, crowd doesn't like that he made fun of the kid, blah, blah, blah. Cena asks who's worse. The one guy who actually tells the truth, or all of the people? I don't know. The best ideas use profanity. They love to watch, rewatch, and meme a poor defenseless kid getting destroyed. It's like, well, we did meme a kid. Tonight, they get to find out how he'll make him pay for the abuse they put him through. For 25 years, he has listened to their lies and their noise. Cena didn't... Wasting that time meaning me to them, Cena paid attention. Apparently, they got the shut the F up chance. He's just going on. It looks like he's just going on, like, I've been abused. You guys don't like me. Like blah 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 blah. And oh gosh, they start doing the what chants. I hate that chant, by the way. I hate the what chant. I think with Stone Cold it works. But like
Stone Cold.
Only Stone Cold. With everybody else, it's just an annoying chant.
And you can see like wrestlers hate it when they do it too. It just all that stuff.
They keep going back and forth. No, actually they don't go back and forth. He keeps going on and on and on. He says, I'm gonna win. He basically says I'm gonna win the title, blah blah blah. But then Cody Rhodes comes out. He makes his way to the ring, blah, blah, blah. The crowd sings to Cody Rhodes. Rhodes asks Cena what he said. Cena said he was going to take the title away from the people. Doesn't he need to take it away from Rhodes first, blah, blah, blah. Rhodes says that he made a mistake last week. He looked at Cena and talked about old Cena versus new, old John versus new John, blah, blah, blah. The mistake was not hitting him upside the head with the title elimination chamber. The mistake was Cena's saying what he just said to these lovely people. The crowd sings Rhodes again, blah, blah, blah. He asks if the crowd singing to him bothers Cena. Cena should know how hard he fought just to hold his one time and validate one name. If he understands Cena correctly, the timeline of all professional wrestling hangs in the balance, blah, blah, blah. Rhodes lays the belt down in the center of the ring. Rhodes will give him the opportunity right now. They both throw their microphones aside, but then Cena leaves the ring. Rhodes picks up his microphone, shouts for Cena. Cena turns and starts to head back to the ring. Rhodes takes off his jacket, challenges him. Cena shakes his head and turns around. Basically, he's like, hey, come on, take it from me. I'll take it. But Cena's like, nah. His blah, blah, blah. Rhodes needs Cena to see him and the people. His psychotic need to take the title does not outweigh their right to keep it. The champ is no longer standing there. The champ is standing in the ring to see Cena walk, blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, hey, I'm here. You're not going to take this title from me. I think it's going to be a good match.
Oh, Mania is looking so good right now.
We have a video about Dominic Mysterio's interference in the Intercontinental Championship last week. Main event, Jey Uso is making his way to the ring, and he's joined by his mystery tag team partner, Jimmy Uso. Big Jim. It makes sense.
Did you see the speculation though? What could have happened for this? People are thinking because it's in Scotland. There's another certain wrestler.
Were they hoping for Joe Hendry?
Yes, they were hoping for Joe Hendry. So
could have made sense, but Jimmy makes way more sense.
I love this regardless.
And it goes into the tag team match between the Usos and A Town Down Under, which I'm guessing was a good match with the Usos picking up the win. Unfortunately, afterwards, Gunther comes out and attacks them. All this stuff happens. They start to brawl. Jey sets up for a spear, but then he trips. I think he tripped on purpose. I think the way he tripped seems so fake.
I agree.
You look at it, it's like there's no way he slipped that real.
Yeah, I'm of that opinion as well.
But then he slipped. Gunther took advantage of that. He stood tall. Jimmy then chased him out of the ring with a steel chair. That's what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Backstage, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez are warming up. Don't remember what for. Dom and Carlito walk in. She asks about Finn Balor, but Mysterio says he's mad at him. She tells Mysterio that they can still bring gold to the Judgment Day. Carlito thinks he should challenge for the IC title. Yes, Carlito. You should challenge for the title. We have another backstage segment, which is Lyra Valkyria shown talking to Bayley. In the background, we see Adam Pearce inviting Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee into his office. Don't know what for. Blah, blah, blah. Another video about the Women's Intercontinental Championship. Lucha Libre has been filming superstars, but El Grande Americano is the biggest.
Yeah.
This Lucha star dominated before disappearing without a trace. Now he's back to honor his glory to the sport. He is an icon and a trailblazer. He is El Grande Americano, which means the large American.
Yes. It's just funny regardless.
The large American. Which, Chad Gable, you were not. We go to Adam Pierce's office. He's with Rey and Dragon Lee. They're shocked by that video. Mysterio says that isn't El Grande Americano, it's Chad Gable. He comes in coughing, says he isn't clear to compete because he's sick. Mysterio says they don't need a match. They'll see him in the parking lot. Gable suggests Lee take on El Grande Americano. Pierce says his hands are tied. Lee says he'll take the match. They walk off and Mysterio says, you're a real Jack.
Yeah.
We have a Women's Intercontinental Championship match. It is Raquel Rodriguez versus Lyra Valkyria with Lyra picking up the win on a roll-up.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my goodness. Afterwards, Morgan attacks Valkyria and then they start the double team, but then Bayley runs down for the save. We'll see what happens with that. Big Night AHT with Pat McAfee and friends is coming up. I don't know what that is.
So
Big Night, Big Night Out.
Yeah, it's what Pat McAfee does.
Okay.
Where it's certain things, but it's supposed to be Big Night Out. At least it's out, but how they pronounce it.
I get it. Apparently they say there are going to be more European shows over the summer. Good for them. Blah, 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 blah. Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley continue to disrespect Io. Raw General Manager Adam Pearce is walking backstage holding a black folder. What could the black folder be? Who knows? Triple H, Michelle McCool, Lex Luger, and the Natural Disasters will be... Oh, the Natural Disasters are going to be in there? That's Earthquake and Typhoon, right?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, and one of the most talked about segments of the night. Backstage, Jey Uso, he's sitting on the steps. He's looking real frustrated. Jimmy walks up to them. They start... talking. Jimmy's trying to hype him up. He's like, last week a movie he's done for 15 years turned him into a joke and a meme. Now he had the kill shot and slipped. If he keeps up like this, he won't win at WrestleMania. Jay says he knows. He's 0-3 against Gunter. Jay isn't sure he can win at WrestleMania. Jimmy says he can't. He needs to be the Jey Uso of old. You need to be the right-hand man, blah, blah, blah. But then Jimmy walks off and he confronts Gunter. He goes, me, you, next week. Gucci goes, okay, sure. Just don't slip and fall like your brother. And Jimmy, he like laughs it off and slaps this man so hard. He went back to being Walter.
I did see that. Oh, I think it was just partially the hallway or whatever, but that was
a loud
slap.
Just like everyone was like, oh. That was a slap.
Also, I do find it kind of comical that Gunter was just happened to be in that hallway right next to where Jay and Jimmy were. But yeah.
Raw General Manager Adam Pearce addresses the controversy about the Women's World Championship match. Because, you know, reassigned the thing, whatever. He gets out, and basically they're all arguing and arguing. It gets to the point where Pearce is like, stop. All right, Rhea, you have a match against Io next week for the Women's World title. There you go. And then it's like, wait, she just gets another shot?
Yeah, that's...
Because she signed a contract, which wasn't meant for her?
I agree. It just seemed all really weird, the storyline they were going.
It is. I just want to see the triple threat. Everyone wants to see the triple threat.
Yeah.
That's all we want to see. Put them in a triple threat match. We'll be fine. We'll be elated with a triple threat match.
I kind of think they're kind of doing this on purpose to not, because I started seeing a lot of similarities to this and what's happening with CM Punk, Seth, and Roman, where it's like, oh yeah, two people are going after each other, then a third person wants to get in, and they already gave the triple threat match to the men, but I mean. And it's they're trying to.
They also screwed themselves over from the point that Io won the title. But the second Io won the title, they're like, "Oh, they're doing a triple threat." Because people want to see Rhea versus Bianca, but like now that you have Io in the mix, it's like, why would you give her the title for like 3 weeks just for her to have it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They're doing the triple threat, which I hope Io retains. If they do the triple threat,
that'd be all. Yes, because give her a little long of a title reign with this, absolutely.
But that's what they're doing. They gotta do the triple threat. Something's gonna happen next week. Oh. Backstage, Penta is warming up when Dom Mysterio approaches him. Mysterio offers him a spot at the Judgment Day. He could become Intercontinental Champion tonight. Mysterio tells him to think about it and then leaves. And it's going to be in the main event, by the way. We go back to Raw. We go back to Adam Pearce's office when the New Day burst in. They demand a World Tag Team Championship match at WrestleMania. It's like, what? Huh? What have you done to earn it?
Yeah.
Pierce says they should have offered to have a match on Raw next week to determine who should go to WrestleMania. Until they're ready to do that, they can leave his office. They tell him to take his blood pressure medication. It's like, hey, why don't you do this first? Don't just come in here demanding a match at WrestleMania. Bianca Belair comes in and she's not happy about the title match next week. Pierce says she'll be involved in the match and calling it down the middle as the special guest referee.
We'll see what happens.
Belair says she doesn't know how to referee. Pierce tells her she has a week to figure it out. It's not that hard to referee.
Yeah.
And we have Dragon Lee versus El Grande Americano. Mm. I don't know why I went Italian. They have a pretty good match. I think... Yeah, near the very end of the match, I guess, I don't know how it gets to the point, but Americano, Chad Gable, rips off Dragon Lee's mask. He's like, no.
Yeah, hides his face, yeah.
And Americano applies an ankle lock for the submission as Lee covers his face. Like, I can't, like, he's like...
Yeah.
So he wins by... So... El Grande Americano wins. When everybody knows that's Chad Gable.
Yeah.
They're going to do something soon where, like, they're both going to be in the ring, but it's very obvious it's not the same person.
That would be hilarious if they did.
It's going to be someone absolutely. Who's, like, the smallest little white guy. Yeah. It's like, that's not, no. A CM Punk addresses WrestleMania. I think it's just, hey, I gotta go sign a contract.
It's basically Friday. The same thing Seth
talks
did.
Crap about Seth and Roman's like, I'm gonna. Just talks crap about mainly Seth and a little bit of Roman, but mainly Seth. He's like, okay, I'm gonna go sign this contract. Bye. I'm best in the world.
What Seth did. Was it last week or the week before when he came out and said, hey, I'm going to be doing this on SmackDown. Watch on Friday night or something.
Basically, they're trying to get some people to watch SmackDown.
Yeah.
So, cool. Next week, we'll all be live from London. I think that's going to be the last last European show because I think next SmackDown is going to be back in the States.
Yeah, that sounds right. From
when we have a little video... It's Logan Paul says he'll be in London on March 31st. He calls out AJ Styles. They go over what the some highlights of the show next week. We have Logan calls out AJ, Jimmy Uso versus Gunther. Cody and John Cena will go face to face again. And then Io versus Rhea with Bianca as special guest referee. And we go to a backstage interview. Kathy Kelly's just interviewing Bron Breakker before his match. He says, I'm going to retain because I'm Bron Breakker. We go to the match. It's a pretty good match. Dom and Carlito do come and get involved. Blah, blah, blah. Stuff happens. At one point, they give... Is it after the match? Hold on. Yeah. So they're having a good match. All this stuff happens. Eventually, Mysterio attacks Bron Breakker, forcing the DQ.
Yeah.
After that, They start beating up Breaker. Finn Balor comes in and fights him off too. Carlito's getting involved. They're all trying to beat him up. Eventually, Mysterio hands a chair to Penta. He's like, you know, it's like, make the choice. And he takes the chair and he looks at Braun Breaker. He's like, I'm gonna get him. He's like, and then he keeps doing the, what do I do? Mm. And then he throws the chair to Dom and super kicks him.
Yeah.
Clearly showing, like, I am not joining you. But Balor attacks Penta from behind, stomps away at him, blah, blah, blah. All that happens is Balor stands tall in the ring over Penta with Mysterio and Carlito.
And there was a little something with, sure, it may seem like all is well, but, I mean, Finn wasn't happy. He was like, yeah, you got it. He wasn't happy with Dom.
So,
and all that.
Good match with Braun Breaker and Penta before the predictable finish as the Judgment Day got involved. Definitely getting a fatal four-way. Huh? Oh, Dom getting involved. So they're saying it could be Penta, Breaker, Dom, and Finn. But that doesn't really... Putting Dom and Finn kind of...
Yeah.
Because I think they're trying to kick... I think they're going to kick Finn out of the Judgment Day soon.
That sounds... It seems like what happened, like, with Damien.
Yeah. When you start to get a leader, then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we don't need a leader. Get out of here. You bum.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. But that ends the show. So next week, we have Rhea versus Io for the title with Bianca Belair, special guest referee.
We'll see how that goes.
I don't think she's going to call it down the middle, to be honest. There's no way she does. She's going to be very biased. I think she's going to give Io the win. Because she went to Io. And not Rhea.
I see that happening.
Which,
yeah.
If she doesn't call it down the middle, it's going to be very whatever. And then they're going to be like, alright, fine. Just make it a triple threat. And we're like, okay, fine. We've been waiting for this for ever since Io won the title.
Yeah.
What else do we got? Eventually, they're going to announce AJ versus Logan Paul.
I feel like that's going to be next week.
That's or probably.
Monday. Yeah.
Monday. We're going to get the Intercontinental Championship match. What else? The World Tag Team Champion? I don't know. I don't really see them defending it at WrestleMania. Especially this late.
The women's tag champion?
The world tag team champion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, you know, the Viking, the War Raiders. I'm so glad.
Are one of them injured?
I don't know. They just haven't really been making appearances.
Huh. I know, that seems weird. We could get something on Monday.
We could, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah. But also, what else was there? Just Punk going to... Going to SmackDown to sign the contract. What else was there? El Grande Americano.
Yes.
The large American. Also, Americano, that doesn't really sound... Is that Spanish for American?
I don't know.
Because Americano sounds Italian.
I don't think it's supposed to be. It's just...
It sounds very racist.
It could be interpreted that way.
It sure. Could be. It's like, gee, I wonder who it is. It can't be Chad. Yeah. It can't be. He's sick.
Yeah, he's sick. How could he?
If that's not Chad Gable, he's sick. You saw it earlier. He's like, I can't.
Exactly, yeah.
He's too sick. He's got the flu.
Yeah.
You know, it's been going around.
Or it's allergies, yeah.
He had allergies. But like, we're inside. you know.
Yeah.
Allergies, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else happened with this Raw? Oh, Cody and John.
Yes. I feel like they're holding John Cena back.
They are. A lot of people say they're holding them both back. They're really not letting them go back and forth with each other. What they're doing is John gets to say a bunch of things. Cody gives him to say a bunch of things, and that's it. They're not going back and forth, which they need to do fairly soon. They need to go back and forth. Like, they both come out, like, John says some things, Cody says some things, John Cody. Like, they need to go back and forth. They're not doing that. It's still good what they're doing. John's getting all his, like, frustration out. He's venting. Yeah. But he also needs to talk to Cody.
I know, yeah. That's... Or maybe it could just be that, oh yes, that's what Cena thinks we want, or knows that we want, and so he's not going to give it to us.
Probably.
I feel like that was kind of the angle where he was going when he was like, oh yeah, he was going to fight Cody. No, he didn't. And then he went to come back like, oh wait, this is what the fans want.
I can't give them what they want.
Not giving what they want.
So maybe he won't do the war of words, because that's what they want. They want to see that. They're not getting that. I'm not giving them what they want. I gave them what they want for 25 years. And what did they do? They made fun of me. They called me invisible. Yeah. Oh no, who is Cody Rhodes fighting? How is Cody Rhodes floating like that? Blah, blah, blah. Who hit Cody Rhodes with the belt? How is that belt just floating there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is like one of the funniest jokes.
It is, yeah. With how long it's been going, yeah.
It's like, I don't know how we collectively done this joke for years. Like, the internet is just like, no, you can't see him. Like, he's invisible. Like, Cody Rhodes is going to fight an invisible man at WrestleMania. But, yeah. I think that's all I have for Raw.
That's all I got, too.
All right, I guess that's all of Raw.
Let's move on to Dynamite. We're back in the U.S. now. We're in St. Paul, Minnesota this week for Dynamite now. Opening the night, we got Kenny Omega taking on Blake Christian. He's a lower level. He does both AEW and Ring of Honor stuff, so he hasn't been on TV that much. But from the clips I saw, he impressed a little bit, but it wasn't a long match. In general, Kenny Omega got the easy win over that. But then, of course, since it's not long, he grabs a mic. He wants to say something. He said, "Now it's unfortunate, but I'm going to wrestle every single week like I'd like to. But I promised them, heck, I'll make it quick, Tony Khan. No chance. Tony Khan, no choice but to sign on the dotted line. But it'll be a far different choice at Dynasty against Ricochet and Speedball Mike Bailey." Then Mike Bailey comes out and congratulates Kenny Omega. And he said, "You're an inspiration to me, Kenny. I respect you. More than respect, I admire you. I admire you as a wrestler and as a person and as a champion. But come Dynasty, even though I respect you, I won't pull any punches. And I won't hesitate. Yeah, he'll win the championship." Then Ricochet appears on the screen. That night, it was his wedding. So he was unfortunately not able to be at Dynamite that week. But he says, "After Dynasty, I leave with both the girl and the gold." Then Kenny Omega congratulates both of them. He says, "I have a cat. I don't need any more. Trust me. When it comes to wrestling, there's only one thing I have time for. It's around my shoulder, and it's my legacy. And by the way, welcome to AEW." Which is true for both of them. Mike Bailey just came to AEW. Ricochet has only been there a couple months. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these are two new guys going against the guy, one of the guys that made AEW. So, I mean, this is, if that's the angle going, I'm excited for that. We get Jericho talking about stuff on Collision. Then he talks about Brian Keith and Big Bill. They've been under the learning tree too long. And you need to ask yourself if it's worthy for you to still be with the Chris Jericho. If you do, you need to go prove yourself once again, for the last time, prove it. And then turns his sights to Bandido and challenges him and challenges him to a match at Dynasty. Title versus mask, it seems. I'm assuming it's his Ring of Honor title. That's the only title I think he has. So there was that. Then we go back to the ring. MJF comes out.
He starts off with a bang.
Yes. He says, come on, music, come on, music. Much like Michael Jackson's Leslie is far more important than that talentless hack prince. My words are far important than everybody watching their TVs at home. He starts off with a banger. And then invites MVP to come on out. MVP obliges. He comes out. Calls MJF. Starts off. He calls MVP a legend of the sport of professional wrestling. And then said after everything with Adam Cole, he doesn't want to do friends ever again. But he says with MVP, when he clocks in, he doesn't do friends either. He does business. And MJF wants to be in the business of hurting people. And so they go to shake hands, but then the Hurt Syndicate walks out and get into MJF's face. Then Lashley holds out, give me the card. Give me the card. MJF gives it to it. Lashley rips up the card. Lashley clearly doesn't want MJF in the Hurt Syndicate. Then MJF says, I thought we were cool. And MVP is shocked as well at this. He says, yeah, we're cool. We're cool. And then MJF leaves the ring and MVP tries to calm down Bobby Lashley. And it's MVP didn't even see this coming. So we'll see where this leads. But then after, this isn't over. As Chris Jericho mentioned, Brian Keith and Big Bill need to step up their game. So they walk out. Brian Keith starts, so I guess it's true. Hurt people do hurt people. Don't worry, we're not here to join your group therapy session. Then Big Bill says, I see you guys standing in those tag team titles, but I don't see a challenger. MVP immediately claps back, me neither.
Me neither.
Big Bill says, you want to run your mouth, Are you a pimp or a businessman? MVP says, I'm a little bit of both. But the book says, let me remind you, I was once a tag team champion, and I was never pinned or submitted for those titles. My partner got submitted by Sting. We need to prove ourselves to Chris Jericho, and I'm going to take my rematch for those titles. MVP says, why don't you guys win a match for them, and only then will we give you an opportunity for these titles.
Lisa says, why don't you go in a match first? Yeah, so, buddy.
We'll see. I guess if they do this quick enough, this could be a dynasty. We'll see where this heads. The next, we got the proto-star Kyle Fletcher, of course, of the Don Callis family. With Don Callis, of course. Taking on Brody King of the Hounds of Hell. That they've rebranded themselves ever since Malakai Black left. In what it was a hard-hitting match. Of course, you have Brody King. And Kyle Fletcher, he hits hard himself. He's gone a little crazy. With Kyle Fletcher picking up the win here. But then Powerhouse Hobbs comes in to even up the odds when the Don Callis family try to attack.
With Mark Davis.
Yeah, and then he has a little thing with Mark Davis where he just... It's not a long match at all. He ends up with a spine buster and gets the pin there.
Probably a very quick match.
So there's that. We'll see where that goes. Then we have the Patriarchy backstage. Not with Christian Cage. Nick Wayne. He talked about a lot of what happened with Christian Cage failing to get a cash in. I don't even know if cash in is the right word in this case. Yeah. Or I'm going to say cash in. His contract in the match at, was it Revolution or was it before? I forget which one it was. But then he stopped Adam Copeland. Nick Wayne stopped Adam Copeland in the last match between him and Moxley. And said he's waiting to speak with a face-to-face, but last week, you say how we properly, and I repeat, properly, execute a plan. So we'll see how long the patriarchy lasts here. Then we get Adam Page backstage. But then Swerve interrupts him. And he gets into Paige's face, but then Prince Nana has to separate him. So it's clear they're keeping those embers hot with that.
Yep.
So we'll see if we get something else down the line here. Then we have Rated FTR sitting down in a little special segment. They talk through their issues. Dax apologizes for everything. And feels like he want, when Adam Copeland came in, he got in the way of them wanting of their pursuit of the tag titles. And then it ends with Dax initially saying, "Hey, we should go after the Hurt Syndicate and the tag titles." But then, Cash and Adam Copeland are like, No. We should stick together. We do that Rated FTR thing and go for the Trios tag titles, which the Death Riders hold. I think it's Claudio, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac. They hold the Trios titles, and so they want that. And go, and Adam Cole says, "I agree." So on April 6th, what do you say, Death Riders? And Dax, he seems like he agrees, but I don't know how reluctantly. So we'll see. It seems like there is still cracks forming there. We'll see where that leads. Then we get Swerve and Prince Nana coming out. Swerve, he wants to call John Moxley. Look me in the eyes, man to man, if you got the balls to do so. Then John Moxley, by himself, comes out to the ring. I'm allowing things to go on for this far too long. People have asked me, this is October. Why haven't I been going after my championship? Look at you. What happened to you, John? John Moxley. Used to be revered here in AEW. You hide behind the Death Riders. The man still has... This man still has the never to say nobody in the back wants to be world championship. Every time you have a championship defense, you narrowly escape. Oh, and how is your back doing? Then we have Claudio being revealed to stand behind Prince Nana. I don't know if he attacked or whatever. But it seems like Moxley's not alone. Then Moxley grabs a mic and says, "Who are you really? I know exactly who you are and what you are. Who and what you are and what you can be. I've had some high hopes for you that I've been disappointed before. Oh, on April 6th, I'll give you a chance to become everything you said you can be. But how far are you willing to go? Not just today or April 6th, but every day. Will you endure the entire weight of the world on its shoulders? You haven't suffered enough yet," goes on. It says, "You are the most dangerous man in AEW, right?" Then, you see, as John Mox is going, Marina Shafir comes out. Swerve's not alone, though. Willow Nightingale comes up. She has a lead pipe, warning Marina Shafir not to do anything. Then Swerve says, "You've bled pints. I've bled buckets. You've been in Texas Death Matches. I've won them." It goes on and on. He said, "In 11 days, I'll take back the AEW World Championship." And then a whole brawl breaks out. We got Marina and Willow in the main spotlight of it, and them trying to break them up. Then we have the Yops backstage with Shibata holding the camera, following around Hook and Samoa Joe. Then they go up to Max Caster, who's talking to Top Flight. And then Samoa Joe, they attack him and then put him in a sleeper hold. And so there is that. We'll see where this leads. I don't know. Max Caster still looking on the decline. Jay White talking about something on Collision. He has an open challenge to anyone on Collision. We'll see.
No, Jay, he also declares for the open Owen Hart.
Oh, so yeah, there's that. That's something we'll see a little more of, hopefully, in the coming weeks. Probably after Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Then we get Top Flight taking on Devo Knight and Alex Friendly. I don't know.
It's a squash match. Yeah.
And it's not that long.
Like it's a squash match.
Yeah. We see Big Brill and Brian Keith backstage, though, scouting the match. We'll see if any of the we'll see if they find if they see an opponent worthy of getting on their way to the tag titles. But then Mark Briscoe takes on Takeshita of the Don Callis family. Don Callis, he's not at ringside. He's now in the booth or the broadcast booth for the match. With Takeshita beating Mark Briscoe. So it seems like it's a good night for the Don Callis family. And then we have the Trios Champions segment of the Death Riders talking about FTR. Claudio says, "You guys are pathetic." And Pac says, "It's your arrogance that we find hard to stomach. You have the audacity to challenge us? No, that's not how things work around here. At Dynasty, we challenge you to survive the Death Riders." Okay. We get one of the reporters or whoever for AEW trying to catch up with the Hurt Syndicate. And everybody says, "I don't get time off. We've been talking about adding a fourth member for some time now. I've had to move. So what's the problem?" And Shelton says, "MJF has a reputation." And Bobby says, "I don't like him." The MVP says, "If you guys don't want him, we can revisit it. Now let's focus on this big bill business." So we'll see where this can go from here. And then we have the main event of the night. Timeless Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa taking on Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. With Megan Bain being pushed to the moon and pinning Toni Storm to get the win here. So,
does that mean she's going to get a title match? Probably.
Yep.
Probably going to get a future title match at Dynasty. Let's see what current matches are at Dynasty. Let's see.
Yeah, that match is already scheduled. Megan Bain taking on Toni Storm.
Ooh.
So.
But there's only 5 matches right now.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega versus Ricochet, Steve Hall, John Moxley versus Swerve, Tony versus Megan Bain, mm-hmm. Death Riders versus Rated FTR, and then Chris Jericho versus Bandito.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's those matches to look forward to. Then we got the Owen Hart Cup. We got Jay White adding his name to the list. We got a couple other names added to it. We'll see. I think this will start after Dynasty, so we'll definitely talk a lot more before then, but that's something we'll be talking about a lot in the next coming months.
Oh, yes.
We'll see. This is it's getting interesting with MJF and the Hurt Syndicate. I don't know how long they'll take to revisit it, but I mean,
as of right now, the only 3 entrants for the Owen Hart are Will Ospreay, Adam Page, and Jay White.
So, yeah.
Only 3 so far. We'll see who the others are. Oh, yeah, Brian Danielson won it last year, so he could beat Swerve at All In, and then
that's right, yeah.
Oh, boy, that was a good match.
That's, yep. That was, Didn't feel like that long ago, but yeah, I remember that stretch of time. Just banger.
Man, that was already August 25th of last year. Jeez, that's...
Didn't feel like that long ago, man.
It did not, but that was a good match.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But I don't really have anything to add for Dynamite.
That's really all I got. We'll just see what comes next week.
All right, yeah. I guess that's all of Dynamite. Now let's move on to Friday Night SmackDown Live from London, England. We start off with Rhodes coming in, and he's showing his appreciation for the fans. He's like, hey guys, what's up, what's up, what's up? A big ovation for all the fans in London. As you see, Cody has a microphone, but has to wait for the crowd as they change his name. When they do quiet down, he asks the very important question. What do you guys want to talk about? Julian chants the Let's Go Cena. They get the Cena, Let's Go Cena, Cena sucks chant. Blah, blah, blah. The runtime of the segment can just be padded out as the crowd will get Cody Rhodes before. He addresses John Cena, blah, blah, blah. But then, Randy Orton's music hits. It's like, what's Randy doing here? I mean, they love Randy, sing along with his theme. Orton enters the crowd as the crowd continues to sing his theme. This pivots to Randy chants, blah, blah, blah. He basically says, look at you now, Cody. Look at you. Look where Cody came from. Orton rumors a Cody Rhodes. This incites a Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes. I don't know what that chant is. Orton rumors a Cody Rhodes in his early 20s, busting his butt and working harder than anyone else making it to the business. He acknowledges that Cody needed to grow, blah, blah, blah. Orton respects him for what he did, also noting that Cody came back and he grew, blah, blah, blah. What he went through, Hell in a Cell, before eventually finishing a story at WrestleMania 40, but there's always another story, isn't there? There's always another story.
Yeah.
Cody's in control of his legacy now, and ticket sales and business in general have been up greatly, and that is 99.9% thanks to the champ. Chant sings, again, as Orton gives a summary, but saying he loves and respects Cody. But it's time for WrestleMania. He talks about wanting to kick Kevin Owens' head clean off his shoulders. I can't wait for that, as well as Cody Rhodes being John Cena. After the dust settles on WrestleMania, however, there's going to come a time when Orton is coming to look for another shot at the title himself. He basically says, hey, I'm coming after the title after WrestleMania. Afterwards, this brings out Drew McIntyre, who gets a moment to shine with the crowd and saying, oh, Drew McIntyre. As he calls Orton Rhodes a couple of Nepo babies having a love fest in the ring. All right. Drew runs Randy down for not earning a shot at the title, telling him to get back in the line. Blah, 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 blah. Drew gets into the ring as Randy kills him to cut the BS, and McIntyre says he'll tell the truth. That's all he does as he runs down Orton, blah, blah, blah. I think all he does is they confirm that they're going to have a match later on that night. We cut backstage to see the Street Profits and Pretty Deadly as the WWE Tag Team Championship is on the lineup next. Ooh, a title match. We got breaking news of Randy Orton facing Drew McIntyre later tonight. And then head to ringside for our opening match of the night, which is already a half hour. Apparently, it doesn't start until a half hour into the show. Well, whatever. As the Street Profits make their name on the ramp, out next is Pretty Deadly. We go to the Street Profits versus Pretty Deadly in a title match. Blah, blah, blah. It looks like they have a pretty good match with the Street Profits successfully defending. The chants, as we cut to earlier today, were Selena Vega and her friends are crap. Oh, they just shows them celebrating. It goes to Selena Vega and her friends confronted by Chelsea Green and her secret harvest. I have to say that very carefully. Yes. Her secret harvest. Leading to our next match as we head back to ringside. Katana Chance and Kaden Carter, forgot about them. Head down to the ramp as they get ready to face Piper Niven and Alba Fire. And that matches up next. We get a little video package of WWE. For the first time, WWE is inducting Immortal Moments.
Yeah,
into the Hall of Fame. That. And the first announce is the submission match between Stone Cold and Bret Hart. Both men will be there. Back at ringside, the Sheik Hervis are accompanied by Chelsea Green as Piper Niven and Alba Fire enter the ring to get the match under the way, and they have their match. It's Piper Niven and Alba Fire versus, I call them KC2 because it's just, they should call themselves that. I don't know why
they agree, don't. Yeah.
But the Sheik Hervis pick up the win. Not surprised. They need the heels to be on top right now. Piper, Alba, and Chelsea attack the duo after the match until Zelina Vega runs down for the save. But the number games is too much as Green and her Sheik Hervis stand tall. We get a shot of LA Knight backstage as the United States champion is on the line up next. We get a commercial. We come back. We get some promotion for the Stephanie's Places series. And a graphic for the upcoming contract signing. And a peek at some of the celebs in the crowd. Braun Strowman comes out for the United States Championship match against LA Knight. They have a pretty good match. But Strowman's about to hit the Strowman Express. He was like, all right, here I come. Coming for you. He's running.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you run at 2 to 3 business days? Okay. He's running, but then out of nowhere, Jacob Fatu attacks him. And he basically, Fatu brings the big man back into the ring as the crowd does the Fatu chant. As he's interrupted by Knight. But the champ is immediately sent back out of the ring as Fatu charges at Strowman for a hip attack in the corner. Blah, blah, blah. It just ends with Jacob standing tall because he gets a couple moonsaults. He has a good moonsault.
He does.
I'm like, dang, I didn't know the boy could move like that. We get a look back at the slap from Jimmy Uso on Raw before heading, hearing from Jim himself, who promises to bust Gunther on Monday before Jay busts him at WrestleMania to win the World Heavyweight Championship. We hear Miz mocking him as he and Carmelo Hayes enter the frame. Miz calls him the other Uso, saying he and Jay are career psychics compared to the World Heavyweight Champion. He also says that he tried to slap Miz like he did Gunther, he'd still be on the ground, to which Jimmy fakes him out, getting a laugh before saying he'll talk to Aldis about getting a match against Miz tonight. And he goes, oh, no, that's two for flinching.
Yeah.
All right. We get a look at the situation between Naomi and Jade with an update coming next.
Ooh.
We get another look at Jacob Fatu's attack on Strowman. Blah, blah, blah. The tension is evident as Fatu says he'll be, Solo is mad, like, hey, why'd you go do that by yourself? It's like, what? That's my business. And I'll tell you, I will be the last man standing between me and Braun, and I'll bring the United States Championship back to the home families. Solo's like, hey, don't you raise your voice at me. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going ahead and do this, whether it's with you, and then he turns to Solo, or without you. It's like,
Yeah.
Jacob's like, I do what I want. We hear from Naomi, who talks about all she's done for Bianca when she attacked Jade Cargill months ago. She expresses anger about Jade coming in from out of nowhere to take her place as Bianca's friend, as she's had Bella's back from day one. She's done being underappreciated and warns Jade to proceed with caution. Backstage, we see Jade expressing her frustrations with Nick Aldis, saying when she sees Naomi, it's on sight. As she walks off, she bumps into Meechan and B-Fab, who express solidarity with their issues as they have business on their own. But Jade, blah, 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 blah. Meechan, they wish Meechan good luck on her match as they part ways as Meechan faces Charlotte Flair next. We get another mysterious vignette with As I Am, You Will Be faintly heard in the background before heading back to the ringside. Is that the like the smoky
one? Yes, I think
As I Am, right. You Will Be. Is this at Malakai Black?
Or was it the Ray? It's
no, it's not that one. Because we got confirmation on that
okay,
one.
Okay, I didn't see that one then. So
this is a
problem.
Meechan and B-Fab head down to the ramp into the ring, but blindsided by Naomi, who rushes to the ring. She lays out Meechan and takes B-Fab to the outside, sends her blah, 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 blah. Jade Cargill comes out and runs down and makes her way to make the save. Naomi escapes to the crowd as Jade helps B-Fab alongside some officials who help B-Fab to the back when Charlotte Flair's music hits. We get a brief stare down between Charlotte Flair and Jade Cargill, though. It's like, huh. Do you think that's going to be a future match? But we do get Mishan versus Charlotte Flair, which seems to be a decent match, but you have to have Charlotte Flair win. You can't have her lose this close to WrestleMania. She does win. Charlotte celebrates to a chorus of boos as we hear from Tiffany backstage. She calls out Flair for talking over her last week before acknowledging that Flair has more to lose at WrestleMania than just the title. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and she's going to make sure what stays in Vegas is Charlotte's ego. Ooh, no, oh man, what? We get a rundown of what's to come, including the confirmed match between Jimmy Uso and The Miz before heading back to ringside for Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre. They have what seems to be a pretty good match up until the end. Orton starts to come back, Orton starts to get his mojo back, apparently, laying into McIntyre. Kevin Owens comes wandering down the ramp, and that distracts Orton enough for Drew to hit him with a claymore and pick up the win. Apparently, Owens isn't done with him, though. As he goes to the ring, he's trying to set him up on the announcement when Orton fights back to force Kevin to escape through the crowd. There we go. Orton's music hits as we see Jimmy Uso backstage gearing up for his match against The Miz. Commercial break. We get another vignette, and now we can finally say it is official. Next week, we are getting Rey Fénix. It is confirmed. Everyone's like, they officially said Rey Fénix next Friday. We're going to have him.
Okay, so
finally get Rey Fénix.
Yeah. We'll see how this works. I'm not automatically putting the Lucha Brothers together. I think it'll be good.
That's smart.
I think it's
good. Don't put them together. Maybe down the line, you can put them together.
Yeah.
But, putting them together, keeping them separate right now is great for them. Let them do some singles work. We get some more stuff. Back at ringside, Jimmy Uso makes his way out for the next match, presumably the in-ring main event, before The Miz makes his entrance and to get this match underway. They have a good match. Jimmy picks up the win. Cool. But backstage, Drew McIntyre has a chat with, oh yeah, Lewis Capaldi was there for some reason.
Huh.
It's like, shouldn't he have been in Scotland? But, oh well. Before being asked about his match against Orton tonight, Drew simply takes the win for what it is, addressing him. He's like, oh yeah, by the way, I called out Damian Priest. Haven't seen him all night. He's probably running away hiding. He goes through that door, he opens it, and Damian Priest is just standing there like, hello, surprise.
Yeah.
He starts beating him up. They go back and forth. They get onto the hood of the car. And, ooh, that was a nasty South of Heaven choke slam. Choke slams him onto the hood, onto the window, smashes everything. He responds to Drew's Timu Undertaker remark by telling him rest. Oh, yeah, he tells him to rest in peace.
Before leaving. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. After a quick look at commentary, we go to the parking lot backstage as Punk gets Punk is walking up. Yes, he looks over, sees Drew, and he's like, it's like, huh.
Real glass.
Real glass. Cry me a river. It's like, but it's funny, it's the real glass, and it's Drew McIntyre.
After the
they just had. Oh, man. We go to commercial break, and we have fun with that. We come back, we get a look at signs of the night, blah, blah, blah. We head back to the ring where Nick Aldis is standing by a table with chairs out. That's right, folks. It's the time for the other main event of the night. The actual main segment. We start off with Roman Reigns. He comes out to a big pop. Also, I watched the segment, the full segment on YouTube. He doesn't start speaking until 2.5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's already in the ring when he starts. Because he's just standing there letting the people chant. And it's like, oh my gosh. Blah, blah, blah. So all that stuff happens. It appears in music. Roman's like, I love you. Like, man, y'all are such good singers. And Paul starts to sing along too. which was hilarious. He's like, I'm here for two reasons. One, to be acknowledged. Check. Mm-hmm. And two, to sign this contract. He signs the contract. Okay, business is done. But before he can leave, Seth Rollins comes out. He comes out, you know, they sing that song. It's like, man, they have beautiful voices. And during that, he takes the microphone and he holds it up to Paul Heyman to get to him singing too. It's like, come on. Come on. Come on, sing. You sang for him. Yeah. Sing for me. It's like, oh, you're not? All right. And he goes, man, y'all really do have beautiful voices. It's like, he has to sign it too. He acknowledges the beautiful singing voices of the crowd before Roman asks, why are you in such a hurry to leave? Before he asks Roman, why are you in such a hurry to leave? He brings up the history between them, saying that years ago they were ready to burn the old guard. A lot has changed in 12 years. A little bit of love and a lot of hate. As CM Punk and Chance start going out, but Roman's like, hey, we died a long time ago, and it's only been me. I'm the one who's built the company and even made it valuable to Netflix. What have you done? It's like, he beat you at WrestleMania. That's the only main event he had. But let's see. He's beaten you where it counts. He's a multi-time world champion. He's won it more times than you. Yeah, you had the 1300 reign, but whatever. It's really easy to defend it when you only fight four times a year. See, blah blah blah. Rollins cuts him off, telling him that. He let the big snake into the garden. CM Punk's like, we could have gotten rid of him. But no, you had to get your ego in the way. Speaking of ego, CM Punk. He makes his way into the ring with a big pop, singing his theme now. He has the security detail, by the way. And they follow him to the ring. Blah, blah, blah. We see Rollins take a seat. Blah, blah, blah. Punk comes in and says, I'm here to do two things. Chew bubblegum and sign a contract. He spits out his gum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
That's Roddy Piper reference, if you didn't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was like one of his like catchphrases. Like, I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick.
Yeah.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. So I was like, oh, I get it. Crowd chants his name again, blah, blah, blah. Roman mocks him, telling him this is TV to hurry up because Punk's like slowly going through the contract. He tells Heyman to smarten Punk up. He does this, telling Punk, he's like, dude, it's on go to page 4. Yeah. But Heyman goes like, I know what you're looking for. And it's in there. You're closing the show at WrestleMania. You get to live your dream. CM Punk, you are a WrestleMania main eventer. Roman talks about another box being checked off, but Rollins is livid as he insists that Punk doesn't deserve the honor. He does, though. Punk wipes away a tear from his eye to thank the crowd, blah, blah, blah. CM Punk chants are interrupted by Roman telling him to thank his tribal chief for this, saying to close the show outright as we get the copyright screen and the credits. They're like, oh, we're about to end. Hold on. And Punk obliges, like, thank you, tribal chief, blah, 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 the head of the table, blah, blah. He goes, big dog? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
big dog. And
then,
the big dog.
Why did he say that?
which gets a less than amused look from Reigns. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for giving me the main event. But he goes like, but that's not the favor I asked for.
Oh.
He drops the mic, and that ends SmackDown. It's like, wait, what? So what's the favor? And what's the favor, Punk?
You see Heyman's reaction too. You're really making me do this. So Heyman knows.
Heyman knows what the favor is,
but no one else.
Of course,
does.
Heyman knows because he asked for the favor. But Heyman's now, like, oh no, we're like, making me do this. He's like. It's like, what's the favor? I don't think I can make a prediction now. I don't know what his favor is.
Yeah, I guess, I mean,
his favor is like, I'll do this if you can. People probably thought, oh, I'll help him if you can get me to the main event.
Yeah, that's what you, that was the biggest thing, especially something like this with CM Punk after hearing all his complaints about it. not being in the WrestleMania just give me the main event.
He's in the main event now, but that's not the favor. It's like, so what's the favor? Oh, boy. And it's going to main event night one.
Yes.
So, a lot of people said, like, oh, the women's, the Rhea, Io, and Bianca deserved it. I'm like, I could see that, but you're also, that's also trying to say that the men don't deserve it. And as soon as you say, like, they deserve it more, it's like, okay, well, hold on. Punk deserves it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah.
These three will have more chances to main event. CM Punk, he's getting up there.
Yes.
He may not get another chance to main event WrestleMania. Also, Bianca's already main evented in WrestleMania. WrestleMania 37 against Sasha Banks.
Ah.
Or night one, she main evented. Rhea,
was that the first one they did the two nights?
That was the second. That was the first one with people. Remember, it was supposed to happen at 36.
That's right.
But then COVID hit, and they're like, hey, we're just going to do it there. But 37 was her and Sasha. Of course, Io and Rhea haven't done it yet, which is weird to think Rhea hasn't done it yet. But then again, she's opened the show.
Yeah.
Which I was really surprised she opened WrestleMania 40. I was like, this is opening?
Yeah. And then they had, who's the band that does her?
Motionless and White.
Yeah, they had Motionless and White
that
there.
That was good. And she knows her thing, too. She knows it by heart.
She does, yeah. But I think Rhea, I think she's on the up and up. I can definitely
see
her.
She'll get a main event. She'll get another one. I can see Io, she can get a main event, maybe. But Rhea will definitely get one down the line. She's on top superstar.
Absolutely.
She'll be with WWE for quite a few more years. Yes. She'll get her main event.
And Triple H has said this before. I think it was at... Was the Elimination Chamber, or it was some other kind of interview or press conference, quote unquote? He said, like, we take it match by match. It's not like, oh yeah, we're looking for a men specifically to main event, or we're looking for a women's to main event. They look at match by match and see which match fits better. And if a women's match fits a main event better, yeah, they'll have it in the main event.
This one makes some more sense. Roman, Seth, and Punk. It just makes sense to have them as the main event to close the show.
Yeah.
Well, for night one. Personally, it could have... I don't think Gunther and Jay should be the main event. I just, like, I can't see...
Yes,
he's main event in Jay Uso, but, like, I don't see that as the main event. I just don't. Because you know why? I'm not entirely sure I see Gunther as a main event. I don't see him as a main event star right now. He's definitely... He can be, like, opener or, like, co-main event, but I don't see him as a main event star right now.
I can kind of see... Well, I mean, you
I just don't...
I think a part yet. Of that is... all. I kind of agree with it, mainly because of just the talent that you have there. Yeah, sure, you're not giving it to him, but that's because you have people like Cody Rhodes.
You have Cody Rhodes, you have Roman Reigns, you have Seth Rollins, you have
Paul,
you have McIntyre. Those are main event guys. Gunther, he will get there.
I think he'll still get there, but I mean, I think that's a big part. It's
because this title reign they've given him, not the best. This World Heavyweight Championship reign has just not been the best for him. Seth Rollins had a good one. Damian Priest had a pretty decent one. I think is more interesting than Gunter's right now. Because, like, Gunter is, like, he doesn't feel like the Gunter who had the IC title.
Yeah.
When Gunter had the IC title, you felt like he was winning it every single time. Like, you couldn't predict. It's like, I honestly think, like, the shocker was Sami Zayn beating him. Like, Sami Zayn
it was,
beat him?
Yeah.
It's like, that's amazing. But I thought he was going to hold it for longer, or at least Chad Gable was going to get it. But I don't see Gunther as a main eventer right now.
I'm glad
where they got the two main events right now. Like, they make sense.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
What's oddly weird is we haven't seen The Rock since Elimination Chamber.
I hope to God we don't anymore. He
might make one more appearance, but, like, it's weird not seeing him.
Interesting.
Don't you agree? Like they clearly made John Cena and Rock clearly made an alliance, but we haven't seen The Rock. We've seen Cena a couple times. We've seen Cena a few times, but we haven't seen Rock.
I know. He has to
show up soon.
If he's being involved as much as he is, I think I think they should. He should be out there soon. I know, because I mean, it feels like it's all for naught.
It does
at this point.
It's like you clearly signed it. Like, if you wanted him to turn heel, just have him turn heel. Don't show that he clearly made an alliance, and then not have him show up.
Yeah. I mean, if
because you saw what happened last night, he was there every week. Uh-huh. Every single week, Rock was there.
Yeah, you leading up to 40. Yeah.
Every single week you saw The Rock. This time, we've seen him at, what was it? Bad Blood.
Yeah.
We saw him at Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. And we saw him a couple weeks leading up to Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Trying to get Cody Rhodes.
I want your soul.
I want your soul. Give me your soul, Cody. It's like,
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. But yeah, and then it's weird now. And then now, what, 2 weeks?
Three weeks away from Mania. 3 weeks
till Mania? And he hasn't shown his face since Elimination Chamber.
Which was a month ago?
That's crazy to think. Oh, man.
That was the beginning of March, right? Was that only 3 weeks ago? No, 4 weeks ago?
4 weeks from...
It was about a month ago. He hasn't shown his face in a month. I mean, he is The Rock. He can do what he wants. Yeah. But
I feel like when you establish yourself in that kind of a role, too, when just the history with the whole authority thing or whatever, and establishing yourself in that kind of authority-like figure, like we saw Triple H and Stephanie do and whatever, and not running with it.
It's weird.
Like,
you can draw way more eyes. It's also maybe because they've been on the European tour, and that could probably be hard for Rock to go. But like, he hasn't even while they were in the States, he didn't make an appearance.
I know, yeah, he didn't.
And John Cena waited until they were on the European tour to make an appearance.
That is true. Yeah.
He waited until the European tour. He was in Belgium, and then he was in Scotland.
Yeah. And then...
And now, next week...
They're advertising to be in the O2 Arena in...
Oh, yeah, they're in London.
In London.
Which is the last, Where are they next week? Did it say?
After England?
I know they're back in the States.
Was it... Why does Buffalo seem right?
No, because they were just in Buffalo. Because Buffalo was after Elimination Chamber.
Oh, that's right.
Hold on, give me just a second. But I will just say, this European tour has been nothing but amazing for WWE.
Oh, absolutely. You just seeing everything. The crowds have been phenomenal.
I can't wait for them to go back to France.
Oh, man. Yeah. Because that's where... it's not Clash in the Castle this year. It's...
Chicago. Because they're in Austria today and today. They're in Netherlands tomorrow, and then they're in London.
And again, then, it seems, because I mean...
Yeah, then they're back in Chicago. Yeah. Yeah, then they're back in the States. Interesting.
Very much so interesting.
Of course, April 18th, they're in Vegas because, gee, I wonder where WrestleMania is.
Yeah.
What time? 6:30? 3:30. That might be local time.
That makes sense. Because, they're doing earlier start times to, like, the big ones.
Yeah, they are. Also, I like how... There probably won't be a collision that night. Hey, Tony Khan's smarter. Like, I can't go up against WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I can't. Also, I don't know how... I will say, this year, expect a step down. It, I don't think this year, WrestleMania is not going to be as good as last year. You can't top last year.
I agree. Just the main event finishing the story. They get the build-up with that, how it took 2 years to do, mm-hmm. I agree. I still think
it's going to be good.
Phenomenal. Yes.
It's going to be good, just not as good as last year. Also,
yeah.
Does Jacob go after the title at WrestleMania, or do they do Jacob versus Solo? Which they're obviously very heavily hinting towards.
You're thinking the U.S. title?
Yeah, does Jacob go after the U.S. title at Mania, or does he face Solo at Mania?
Can you have him turn on Solo and have it have enough heat in 3 weeks?
I think it's already there. People are seeing it, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to like get people invested.
That's what I'm thinking.
The title makes more sense. Going after the U.S. title.
Yeah. I
just don't know. Understand why they put it on LA Knight just for him to have it for a little bit. Because if he goes up against Jacob Fatu, he's losing.
Yeah, just with just seeing the dichotomy of just how they build, just how they've been building up Jacob Fatu. Or
do they do a really crappy thing? Solo gets involved at WrestleMania, which I hate when they do that at Mania. Like I can understand other PLEs getting involved, but like WrestleMania, it's like you don't get involved in the match. Like you don't screw them over. But I can. I hope Charlotte Tiffany is a good match.
I think it will.
Please let Tiffany win. I don't want to see Charlotte with another title. I don't.
Did Rhea beat Charlotte, right?
Rhea beat Charlotte.
That's right, because that was what?
At 39.
Yeah.
And now, because that was like arguably the best match of the weekend.
Yeah.
That was a very good match.
Oh, yeah. I remember, yes, that match.
It was a very good match.
Banger. Oh, man.
Oh man, WrestleMania! I love WrestleMania.
Yeah. Ooh,
do you think they'll do another showcase like they've been doing, or no?
What do you mean showcase?
Remember they did the tag team showcase a couple years ago, and then last year they did the big title ladder match, tag title ladder, to get like all those guys in.
That it's a good idea. I could
see the SmackDown, the WWE tag title ladder match now.
I think the only reason they had those showcase did they only have them at 39?
30. They had the showcase at 39, but remember last year they had the tag title ladder match where they had like seven tag teams in there.
Yeah, and then that's where they split the titles and whatever. But I think the showcase matches were, in terms of booking, a cheap way to get a lot of people in it. However, what came out of it was something very phenomenal, and I love it.
I wasn't expecting anything out of those matches. I'm like, oh, this
is gonna... I know, yeah, because initially you're like, oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of teams thrown together, and then the show they put on is like, holy crap, this is awesome. And then,
there were six tag teams last year in the New Catch Republic. I forgot about them.
Yeah? Like, oh, that was...
The New Day, DIY, Judgment Day... Awesome, the awesome truth. Oh, man, I was so glad that he won the title.
Yep, that was awesome.
That was amazing last year. But man, I'm ready. I'm ready for Mania for 3 weeks.
So am I.
That's all I have for SmackDown. Is that all you have?
That's all I got. All
right, that's the end of this podcast. Then I hope you guys enjoyed listening. We're on anywhere there's a podcast available. We're probably there. I hope you guys just really enjoyed it. Let us know if you did like it. 5 stars, likes, whatever it is. I don't know. Please let us know. You want to take it away?
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day and God bless.